Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. This week's episode of Bainology's podcast, Thursday Thought, we're going to talk a little bit about something I find great interest in. I see it a lot, and it really has no age limitation, that it truly affects most everyone at any age. And it's the fear of failure. A lot of people are really disturbed when they're not successful and they fail at something. What we have to understand is it's just one of the balances of life. You want to never allow failure. You don't want to allow disappointment. You do not want to allow your setbacks to derail what your dreams really are. It's part of life. It's part of everybody's life. We all have setbacks as youth, as teenagers, as young adults, as experienced adults, and even as senior citizens. We all have setbacks and disappointments along our journey. It's how we learn, and we have to keep that in mind. It's one of the balances of our lives. I think Michael Jordan had a quote, and I may be saying it wrong, but I'm pretty close because I've repeated it a lot of times, about coming up short and being afraid of failure. He says something to the effect, he says, I've missed like 10,000 shots in my career, and I've almost lost 300 or 400 games in my career. And he says, 20-something times, I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed it. I have failed over and over and over again with my teammates, and that's why I succeed. That is the way you look at shortcomings. You take them head on, and if you are short, and when you are short and disappointed, find out the rationale why and correct it. There's a great book. I think Charles Swindoll has I haven't read the book, but he's got the best title of a book I think I've ever been around. The title of the book is Life is 10% What Happens to You and 90% How You React to It. Think about that. That's really what it is. Our shortcomings and misjudgments and growth and experience comes from how we handle opportunities that are presented to us or setbacks. And I think a large, large part of this is because we very often are not associating the people that we need to associate with to make this happen. You've got to surround yourself with like-minded people. I think that a lot of our setbacks and our failures and disappointments occur when we are paired with the wrong people. It's so important to surround yourself with like-minded people. It can be beneficial in so many ways. It can provide us with a sense of belonging, a sense of support, and a sense of understanding, and a sense of pride and openness. Being around people who share our values and interests and goals can also help us be motivated and focused in a way that nothing else can do it. You can learn from experiences and gain new perceptions of things that you want to do, and they can be broadened to make yourself more than you'll ever be by this association with like-minded people, because they create such a positive and empowering environment that helps you be successful that you can't get any other way. There's no saying that says, if you want to be a lion, you must train with the lions. Think about that. If you want to be a lion, you must train with the lions. And I think Nick Saban may have said it the best at one time. He said, overachievers don't interact well with underachievers, and underachievers don't interact well with the overachievers. And I really think that when you have this type of interactions, it's not going to end well. And as I said before, there are no age limits that keep these interactions from occurring with one another. It's been said, whether you believe it or not, that you really do attract like-minded people to yourself, whether you're aware of it or not, unless you intentionally go about to improve yourself. Because the quality of the company that you keep speaks volumes of the quality of yourself. That kind of reminds me back in the day when I helped launch the college of Martin Methodist College as a 4-year institution. We'd gone in the process of going from a 2-year to a 4. As we looked to gain credibility, we had none at a 4-year school because we hadn't been one. And so I started thinking rationally, how could we make this happen? And this phrase came into my mind that to gain credibility, you've got to hang around credible people. To gain credibility, you've got to hang around credible people. And so that's what we did for the next 10 years. We created an award called the Ned McWhorter Award of Excellence, and we presented it to a Tennessean who brought recognition to the state of Tennessee through their pursuit of excellence. It was a great experience for all of us. The association itself gave us a lot of credibility for having these great 10 Tennesseans in our workplace on campus through the next 10 years. So with that in mind, I'd like to share with you something I saw posted on the internet recently. It's called the Balance Sheet of Life. Balance Sheet of Life. I'd like to share that with you now. I really think that you'll get some great value out of this. And it says, the most destructive habit you can have is to worry. The greatest joy is giving. The greatest loss is your loss of self-respect. The most satisfying work, helping others. The ugliest personality trait is selfishness. The greatest shot in the arm is encouragement. The greatest problem to overcome is fear. The most effective sleeping pill, the peace of mind. The most crippling failure disease, our excuses. The most powerful force in life is love. The most dangerous act is gossip. The world's most incredible computer, our brain. The worst thing to be without, our hope. The deadliest weapon, the tongue. The two most powerful filled words, our care. The greatest asset, faith. The most worthless emotion, self-pity. The most beautiful attire, our smile. The most prized possession, our integrity. The most giving thing to a friend, your loyalty. The most powerful channel of communication, prayer. The most contagious spirit, enthusiasm. You know, life ends when we stop dreaming. Hope ends when we stop believing. Love ends when we stop caring. To me, this is a great summary of the balance sheet of life. Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.